we present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Now, you know my broad Myrtle? Well, her birthday is in September. Yeah, it's September the... She comes under the sign of Virgo, and I still can't remember the date. And this is what started all the trouble. Gee, dames is funny, huh? I mean, you has to gotta go on telling them they still looks like 21. But forget a birthday. Zap. I mean, how could they keep having birthdays every year and still say 21? Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah. Sitting in my cab down on the ramp in my bloody red. I was getting around to knocking out time. You know, one of them great fall days. I think Shoes Guys and Bros calls it autumn. You know, when all Mother Nature is smiling, sort of self-satisfied and saying, you think that was a great summer? Just get a load of this. You know, a great, relaxing, restful, make the most of it before winter bites your ears off kind of day. Great time of year, huh?
Yep.
My favorite season.
Yeah.
Fallen leaves.
Fallen women.
Yeah. Huh?
Fallen women.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Seemed to fit. I just seen the sign.
Sign? What sign?
It said, fallen women. If you wish to repent, phone Wentworth 6854. Somebody had chalked underneath, if you don't, phone me at Riverside 4732.
You know what fallen women is?
Listen, Mr. Clever Chuck Edwards, there is only one way you falls, and that is down. You ever hear of somebody falling 10 feet up? You falls down. At you all fall down. Even as kids, we knew that.
Here we go again.
Gee, you ever played them games, Chuck, when you was a kid, you know, skip and rope and such?
Skip and rope, that was a girl's game. Us boys would play baseball or something. The girls used to skip rope.
Yeah? Well, I used to skip rope.
Is that so?
Yeah, so. Well, not exactly skip rope. They wouldn't let me skip.
Oh, yeah. You used to hold the one end and turn, huh?
Well, not exactly turn.
Well, what?
Well, there was this little doll, see? Uh-huh. She was a real bossy little doll. She used to organize everybody. Now, she would skip rope, and this other little doll used to turn. And I used to play along.
Now, wait a minute. If you didn't skip and you didn't turn, what did you do?
I used to stand there.
Huh?
Yeah, I was always pretty big, you know. I used to stand there, and they would say I didn't have no sense of rhythm and such, so I didn't turn good like this other little doll. So this bossy little doll used to tie the skipping rope around my waist, and the other little dame would turn, and I would sort of say the lines too, if the bossy little dame wasn't too mad at me.
Say the lines?
Yeah, you know, like, little dames ain't so different to big dames. I mean, they's always wondering who they's gonna get hitched to one day. And I would say, tinker tailor, soldier sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, Kowalski.
Rich man, poor man, beggar man, Kowalski?
Yeah, that was the bossy little dame's idea when she was mad at me. She said it got worse all the time from rich man, and the worst any girl could marry was Kowalski. You see?
Yeah.
Gee, they were great days, huh, Chuck?
They sounds like they was Lulu's. I'm sorry I missed them. Though with my luck, I'd have skipped out on Kowalski.
Well, a couple of dames did. They were so mad, they used to rush over and hit me one on the kisser.
Huh?
On account of they skipped out on Kowalski, and according to the rhyme, like, they was going to marry me. Oh, boy, some of them little dolls sure could slug.
So why'd you let them?
How could I stop them? There I was with this skipping rope tied round me, pinning my arms to my sides. Great days, huh?
Yeah. How the heck did we get on the subject of your sickening childhood remembrance?
Well, you know, you were saying these days women fell up.
I never said nothing to the such bridge. Now, look, you was getting as mad as Myrtle for putting words into my mouth before I even opens it.
If you ain't opened it, how could she put something in?
What? Well, shut up.
Oh, that's typical.
Quiet.
Start losing an argument.
Well, you'll knock it off.
Start shouting.
One of these days, so help me.
Calling Cap 18, calling Cap 18, come in, Chuck.
Oh, hello, my little honey bunch. How's my little coochie-coo tonight?
Coochie-coo? What? I never got that sloppy even when I was skipping rope.
I'll button your lip, Kowalski. You ain't got a romantic bone in you.
Who needs a romantic bone?
What's on your mind, Lambie Pie?
Except another bone.
I was wondering if you was was in the mood for anything special tonight.
Or a knuckle.
Such as?
Well, such as taking me to eat at that new Chinese joint that opened on 15th. We ain't had a meal out in months.
There's no future for either of them.
Either of who?
Either bone. So they feel romantic, so that's it.
What the heck is
I'll
you...
I'll take no notice of meathead there. How's about it?
Well, it sounds like a great idea, honey. Only,
Honey what?
Well, only I is a little short of bread. Broke, you know.
Oh, that's okay. Treats on me, I'll pay.
You'll pay? Oh, well, in that
Gee,
case...
Gee, thanks, Moidle. That sure is nice of you. What time we pick you up?
Who said anything about you?
You don't mean... Just a minute, let me get this straight.
Yeah?
You mean you and Chuck is going out and you is paying without me?
Yeah.
I won't be there?
No.
How?
Me? Your buddy, your pal, your roommate, your best man, if you get married, I will not be there?
No.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean if we get married?
What I says if...
What is you trying to start now?
I think it is disgraceful. Disgusting, Peyton. 17 years walking out. When is he going to marry you, huh? You got the date set?
Will you put a sock in it? Are you trying to ruin my night out or something?
Is that so?
That is so, ain't it?
Yeah, it is, and he's right. And when are you going to marry me, Chuck Edwards?
Kowalski, I will twist your ears off.
When them little dolls were skipping rope, they should have said rich man, poor man, beggar man, Chuck Edwards, because that means never. That's what it means.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Now, look what you've done.
You ain't got no intention, Chuck Edwards. No romance, no soul.
You heal.
You shut up. No, not you, Michael. Now, listen, honey. Okay, we'll go to this Chinese eating joint tonight, and,
Yeah?
And we'll talk about the wedding day. How's that?
Oh, Chuck, you is the sweetest.
Talk about the wedding day.
So, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, nothing. I think marriage between two very old people is very touching.
I will slug you, so help me, Kowalski. Now, honey, listen, honey. Now, stop crying. Hello. Wait, honey bunch.
Yeah?
I'll pick you up around 8 tonight, okay?
Now, Kowalski?
Definitely not. Just the two of us. We'll have a swell meal, and I'll whisper sweet nothings in your little shell-like.
Just a minute. Did I hear you two say no, Kowalski?
That's right.
For once, we will be on our own, Mixer.
Oh. Well, in that case, you can count me out.
We did already.
I'm not going.
We know.
I wouldn't go with you two to that Chinese, what's it called?
Willow Patton.
I wouldn't go with you two to the Willow Patton if you were the last two people in the whole of China.
Good.
Right.
Yeah. Don't try and talk me into it. I ain't going.
Fine.
Our pleasure.
And that is my last word. Sure you don't want me to come with you?
No.
No.
Well... That's how you feels. I can take a hint as well as the next guy. Huh. Sweet nothings about your wedding day, he's gonna whisper. Huh. Probably spend the whole night telling you all about these fallen women he knows.
You know, they has these TV shows in the States where a guy gets the folks up and confuses them and insults them in front of the camera. I has often thought that that was the kind of job that Kowalski should have been doing. Yeah, confusing the nation. Instead of just me and Michael. Anyways, I finally managed to get across to my broad that I will enjoy spending the PM with her at the Willow Patton, and that furthermore, I will not be talking about fallen women I has known, and furthermore, that Kowalski will not be with us. We will be alone, just the two of us, and Michael will be paying. Now, don't get me wrong, guys and broads. It ain't that I minds paying when I takes my broad out on the town. It is just that week, a little Gigi by the name of Come Forth actually came fifth. And I had a few simoleons to say he would come first. Anyways, me and Kowalski gets back to the apartment, which we shares. He don't say nothing. He's sulking because me and Myrtle is going out without him. About an hour later, he leaves. I has me a couple of beers and a nice shower, and I gets into my best suit, and I moses over and picks up my broad. Boy, what a shock. I mean, like, has you ever seen these new hot pants they is all wearing? Yeah, I suppose you must have. But I'll lay better odds than I got on that Gigi that you ain't ever seen a dame as skinny as Michael in hot pants. Gee.
Well? Nice, huh?
Gee.
Well, don't just stand there gulping and saying, gee, Chuck Edwards. Does you or doesn't you like my hot pants?
I ain't never seen nothing like him in my life before.
Oh. Chuck.
And I means that most sincerely.
What was that?
Yeah, honey, I said, and they fit you. Nearly.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be short.
Oh, sure, sure.
You like them?
Great.
Well, let's go.
Honey, just a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they is great and terrific and all, but...
The what?
Well, it's just that the...
What's with you, Chuck Edwards?
No, honey, you see, well, I means like I seen lots of dames wearing these hot pants.
So?
So they's all been wearing them during the day. I means, they ain't the right things for the night, is they?
Oh, just like a guy. You wear these things any time.
Oh.
These are special evening ones.
They is?
Sure, anybody can see that.
They can?
Certainly. Look, they's covered in sequins.
Wasn't kidding, guys and broads. There was so many sequins on those hot pants, she looked like something out of a glass menagerie. Of course, I knew that dames wore those things at night, but I was trying to see my way round to talking Myrtle out of wearing them, on account of she was the only dame I knows whose legs is so skinny that skin-tight hot pants on her looks like bell-bottoms. So help me. Anyways, I figures I ain't gonna make a big deal out of it, on account of she is gonna be sitting down as soon as we hits this little pattern joint, and no one's gonna be able to see. She's booked the table already, so we gets there, and there is this sort of screwy Chinese music coming out of the walls every now and so often. To me, it don't sound like music at all. Still. And the guy who meets us at the door, he don't sneak a look at Myrtle's sequin hot pants and collapse in helpless laughter, which, incidentally, puts him up one in my estimation. Anyways, we arise.
Scram!
Hello, Myrtle. Chuck. Fancy seeing you here.
What does you mean, fancy seeing us here? You knew we was coming here. You was even sitting at the table Myrtle booked.
Would you care to order now, sir, madam?
Come back in 30 seconds. Just give me time to get rid of this louse.
Sit down, Myrtle. Make yourself at home, Chuck. Small place, huh?
Scram!
Myrtle, why don't you take a load off your legs? I...
What's funny, you Polack slab?
Now, look, let's sit down and argue. Everybody's looking at us.
Yeah, sit down, plenty of room. They had us stuck at the little table in the corner. I changed it for a nice roomy one.
Chuck Edwards, will you tell that refugee to cut the laughing before I belts him one with my pipes?
Okay, I stopped. But you might have told me it was a fancy dress.
Why, you are...
No! Now sit down. We'll both sit down, then Kowalski can tell us what he's doing here. Then he can leave.
Yeah, he's got a point there, Mike. You sit down, they'll start looking and giggling.
Kowalski, up!
Honey, take no notice. Now come on, sit down.
Well, okay.
Well, this is nice.
What is you doing here?
I has been throwing my eye over to me and you while I was waiting. And as long as you both had Chinese food, it seems okay.
What do you think you're doing here?
A steak, I think we've come to the wrong place.
Are you in a scram?
Unless egg foo young means steak and eggs, which I don't think it does.
Kowalski!
Yeah, Chuck?
Oh, no, for crying in a bucket.
Oh, look, never mind. He's here now. We ain't going to get rid of him so easy.
Gee, thanks, Michael.
And I ain't going to let him spoil tonight of all nights.
Gee, thanks, Michael.
I mean, like it's kind of special tonight, ain't it? Or it will be.
Huh?
Oh, don't kid me, Chuck Edwards. I know she's remembered. On account of we was talking about it only the day before yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He has remembered, hasn't you?
Oh, sure, Kuchiku. I mean, you think I would forget a thing like that?
No, he wouldn't forget a thing like that, Mike.
Well, let's call the waiter and order a spell meal.
I mean, if he did forget a thing like that and I was you, Mike, I would never speak to him again.
I ain't forgot. Certainly not.
Never again, never. Ever again, never.
What's again. Chinese for waiter?
Oh, you just call him by his Chinese name, you
and
know.
I suppose you knows his name, huh?
Yeah, his first name is Yu, and his second name is Hai.
So, shout you hi.
No, mate. In Chinese, he says the second name first and the first name second.
So call him Mr. Know-It-All.
Certainly. Hi, you.
Coming, sir.
That Kowalski. I means like if he used his brains for something else besides keeping his ears apart, he might get somewhere. Hi, you yet. Anyways, Hai Yu comes bumming across and he gives him an order. Now, I is worrying myself sick trying to think what is going to be so special about tonight. Something that Myrtle knows I ain't forgotten, on account of we spoke about it a couple of days ago. You know something, guys and dolls? I can't think of a thing. I racks my brains. I can't remember. From the way Kowalski is sitting there looking smug, I can see it's something that he has remembered. Don't help me, none will do it. And he sure as shooting ain't going to tell me. I can see the look in his eyes. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, we orders.
Like to order some tongue?
Now, please, my good man, you do not start the meal with tongue. You start with soup.
Tongue is Chinese for soup. Tongue soup, something.
Is that so? Okay, honey, feel like some soup?
Tonight I'm going to have the bike. Show it to me.
That's two soups. Red?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, if tongue is soup, I mean, look, where are you?
Never mind the Chinese lesson. You want soup?
Yeah.
Okay, make it three.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, my darling.
Oh, gee, there's soap alive.
Tongue and soup is the same thing. And if you want somebody to shut up, I suppose in Chinese you says, kindly hold your soup.
Knock it off, will you? You ain't supposed to be here in the first place, so the least you can do is shut up.
When you get married, I suppose the Chinese preacher says, speak now or forever hold your soup.
Nice place, ain't you?
Yeah, swell, honey.
I mean, what would the guy think in a delicatessen if you wanted a tongue sandwich and you said, I'll have a hot soup on whole wheat? He'd think you were screwy. The soup would all run out all over your fingers, wouldn't it? I mean...
Oh, will you shut up?
Okay, okay. That phony Chinese guy must have come around here thinking I'm stupid or something. Huh. Tongue and soup, the same thing.
That's Kowalski for you. Anyways, I am thinking to myself that somehow I has got to get Kowalski on his lonesome to find out what it is that I has forgot that he has obviously remembered that Moitler is going on about. On account of my dame is the sort that forgetting something is like going to a formal ball in your bathing suit, like it ain't done. Anyways, to cut a long story sideways, I don't get a chance. And this meal goes on like forever. They brings chop suey this and chow mein that and who knows what, and he comes to midnight. Yeah, midnight yet. And for some reason best known to himself, Kowalski calls the waiter.
Hi, you?
Yes, sir. Yes, madame. Yes, sir.
Bring us a bottle of champagne.
Yes, sir. French champagne.
No, we don't want none of that foreign imitation. Bring us the genuine American champagne.
Yes, sir. Yes, madame. Yes, sir.
All right.
Think nothing of it, Mike.
Well, I don't think much of it. I prefer bourbon.
Oh, but champagne's just right for the occasion, ain't it?
Oh, sure, sure. It's just the...
Yeah?
Well, you see, they tread the grapes with their feet to get the juice out, so don't you have it?
Only in them foreign countries. That's why I ordered American. That's squeezed out by machine.
Well, sir, madame, sir, shall I open it?
Open it? What do you think? We're going to attack it with our knives and forks? Sure, open it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, gee. You know what time it is, Chuck?
No, what?
It's midnight.
Oh, yeah?
Well, is that all you're going to say?
Yeah. Unless she wants to get up and shout, 12 o'clock and all's well. Would somebody mind telling me what I've done now?
Yeah, what you done, Mr. Edward, is what you didn't do. You whine?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Moid. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Red. I is very pleased that somebody remembered.
Oh, now look, how do you think I forgot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what I mean is I would have remembered if I'd have thought of it.
Gee. Look what I found hid behind these flowers.
I meant it was right, Chuck, it was. I should never have started walling out with you.
Oh, boy.
Must have been there all the time.
She had you spotted for what you is.
Wonder what it is.
A drunken, no-good womanizer who can't even remember his dame's birthday.
Oh, now, Michael,
don't honey me, Chuck Edwards.
Addressed to you, Michael.
What is?
I've been trying to tell you. This little package I found hid behind the flowers.
Addressed to me?
Yeah, there you are. Miss Michael Spencer, Esquire.
Wonder what it is.
Well, why don't you open it?
Oh, yeah, I will. Oh, gee, that's real. Oh, look at that old wristwatch. Must be a birthday present. Oh, gee, thanks, Red.
It ain't for me.
Oh, is it from then?
Ain't there no card or nothing?
Yeah, here it is. To my darling Guile, the best in the while, with love and good luck, from your fiancé, Chuck. Oh, gee, you did remember.
Yeah.
And here was me saying all them mean things.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, gee.
Oh, for Pete's sake, don't turn on the water, wait.
No, it's just that I'm so...
Oh, come on, Michael.
Michael, wait a minute. Look, you ain't got my present yet.
Oh.
Here you are.
Oh, from you, Red.
Yeah, open it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, gee. Pile necklace.
Yeah, that sent me back $3, so they must be real.
Gee. Oh, here's another card. To little old mites, whose brilliant poets from Chuck's old pal, Red. May your birthday be glad. Glad? What's glad?
See, I have to find a rhyme for Red. It's supposed to be glad, really. But, because it's a poem, you got to say it's glad. It's poetic license, you see.
I think I'm going to cry again. I think I'll lay this and dry off before I lose it all my mascara. I won't be long. Then we'll have another bottle of champagne.
Hey.
Yeah?
Did you buy that wristwatch for me?
Certainly.
Well, why the heck didn't you tell me it was our birthday?
I wanted to be a surprise for you.
Yep, a surprise for me? I've been sitting here for the last 2 hours wondering what the heck it was I'd forgotten. Why didn't you give me a clue?
I couldn't. She was listening all the time.
Well, Red, old pal, old friend, old buddy boy, you sure helped me out of one big hole tonight.
Yeah, that's why I came along, see?
Hey, wait a minute. Why didn't you tell me back at the apartment before we came here?
Well, then I wouldn't have had no reason for coming along with you, would I?
Oh, I get it. A put-up job to get you to string along.
Gee, there's gratitude for you, some pal.
How much is that little piece of junk going to set me back?
Piece of junk? Piece of junk? What do you think I am, a cheapskate? That watch cost $100.
$100?
Yeah, nothing but the best for Moit.
And just who's going to pay for this $100 watch?
I told them to send the account to you. After all, it was your present.
Oh, great, lovely baby.
Something wrong, Chuck?
No, everything's fine. I could have gotten away with buying her a card that would have cost me 50 cents, but no. Casanova Kowalski puts me in stock for $100 on a lousy wristwatch. What could be wrong?
Well, you would have forgotten.
Yeah, and you could have reminded me of the apartment before I left to come here, but no. That would have meant you didn't have no reason for coming along on our date, wouldn't it?
I love Chinese food.
Oh, just so. Poor little Kowalski can't miss out on the thing. Cost me $100. Some pal.
So? Cost me too, didn't it? I bought her a present too, you know.
Yeah, $3 it cost you. $3 for a lousy imitation pearl necklace.
Do you think money grows on trees?
$3 he pays. Already he's eaten $15 worth of chow.
It ain't the gift account, Chuck Edwards. It's the thought behind it.
So why couldn't you let me in for a cheaper thought? At $100 a throw, I can't afford the thing. At $100 a throw, my mind is a blank.
Chuck, please, it's only money. Did I quibble when I ordered that $100 watch?
It wasn't your dough, Jake.
Shh, here she comes now. Huh? Boy, when she catches the light in them hot pants, those bits of glass blind you, don't they?
Oh, gee, that's better. Well, here's to it.
Well, what do you say I'd cost for the check, huh?
No, I'll pay. I said tonight was my treat, and you guys has brought me such lovely presents. I just can't get over this necklace, Red. Hi, you!
Yes, madame, yes, sir.
I'll bring the check, please.
Yes, madame, yes, sir.
Oh, that is funny.
What? I could use a laugh.
My place, I don't see it. Either you guys see my place?
Ain't here.
No.
Oh.
Ain't nothing here, neither.
Oh, no.
What?
No, I must have taken it with me when I went to the cloakroom to dry off my mascara. I must have left it there.
Oh, no. Go and check, honey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, too bad, Mike.
Well, there wasn't much moolah in it. Just enough to pay for the meal, you know?
Well, honey, that's a shame. I mean, it sort of spoils the evening, like.
Oh, no. Nothing could spoil the evening. I said a spoiled time. The best bite I've ever had. Chuck, you'll have to lend me some dough to cover the check. Now, let's see. It's, $47.50.
$47.50? I ain't got that kind of dough. I told you when you come to on the blower this afternoon, I just flat broke.
Oh, Red?
Gee, Moodle, I'm sorry. I paid out my last dough on the necklace. I ain't got a cent. That's why I had to charge the wristwatch. Uh-oh.
You charge the wristwatch?
Now, wait a minute,
honey.
So
you didn't remember, Jack Edwards?
Just let me explain.
I has had enough explanations. That does it. You forgot my birthday again. You wine?
Listen, honey.
Don't honey me. Come on, Red. You can take me home.
Wait a minute, Michael. See you later, Chuck.
Hey, don't leave me. How about this check? I ain't got no money to pay.
$47.50?
Yeah, $47.50.
Well, a lousy sum like that won't be any worry to a guy who can throw away $100 on a wristwatch. See you later. Okay, Red, I'm coming, and thank you for a lovely evening.
Hey, Mida. Red.
You'll have to pay bill, sir.
Oh, boy, there ain't nothing I would like better, mister. But it's a kind of long story. You better take me to the manager before I burst into tears. They leads me to it. Lovely babies. Anyways, I tries to explain to this guy that runs the joint what has happened. But say, you ever had the feeling that people just don't believe you? Yeah, Anyways, I ends up in back of 432 little Chinese bowls, all with bits of rice and stuff stuck to them. It ain't that I mind washing dishes, but at 1:30 in the morning, and 432 of them. Anyways, it looks hard enough. You can always find something to be happy about. And if ever I am in China, I will always be able to ask for a bowl of tong.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.